Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
I think it's fair to say that we've gotten a bit better at talking about dying and end-of-life care over the past several years. I mean, there's Atul Gawande's bestseller, Being Mortal, and also there's campaigns like the Conversation Project that aim to get families talking about end-of-life care, but a bit better means we still have a long ways to go. And that's the topic of today's Common Health segment. And joining us, as she does on Mondays, is Carrie Goldberg, editor of WBUR's Common Health. Hi there, Carrie.
Hey there, Meghna.
So we have talked about this a lot on this show, with you especially. But your latest post on Common Health has this headline, Code Blue Confusion. He checked Do Not Resuscitate, but he wanted to live. What's the story there?
So the story is a cautionary tale by a medical resident at Brigham and Women's Hospital named Abrar Karan. So he writes about a recent case at a different hospital where he was training. There was an elderly man who'd come in just for a CAT scan, just a, you know, diagnostic scan. And suddenly, while he was getting the scan, his heart just stopped. So they called a Code Blue. You know, that scene we've all seen 100 times on TV where the staffers are all gathered around, they're pumping hard on his heart.
Right. I mean, they get the defibrillator pads out, someone shouts clear.
And right. Except in this case, a nurse suddenly screamed, stop! This man has an advanced directive from 6 years ago saying he does not want to be resuscitated.
Oh, so that's the DNR, the do not resuscitate. So this must have been, is this a dilemma for the staff? I mean, they're trying to resuscitate him and they're suddenly told no?
Right. They're told no, he doesn't want this. And Abrar Karan writes that this news could have just stopped the team, but it didn't seem to make sense because this patient wasn't already close to dying. Like, he just walked into the hospital that day for a scan. So Abrar called the patient's healthcare proxy, his son. That's like his medical decision maker stand-in. And the son said, no, my dad would definitely want everything done to save his life. So they went ahead with the resuscitation, and the patient not only lived, he walked out of the hospital a couple days later.
Okay, so a double close call here, right? His heart stops. He'd apparently, but had he misunderstood the DNR that he'd signed?
Right, apparently. And he did need to be on a ventilator, but only for a few hours. So Abrar spoke with him afterward to clarify things, and he says the patient was first and foremost grateful that they did go ahead.
You guys kept me alive, and like, I can't thank you enough for that. But he said, you know, as long as I was not going to be permanently stuck on a ventilator, I would want to be full code. And so there was a big shift from what was understood from that form, and then what his actual goals were, depending on the outcome of a code.
Okay, so full code, though, means do everything possible to keep me alive?
Right. It's like the opposite of do not resuscitate, right?
Okay, so, but then, I mean, what if you signed it a couple of years ago?
He had signed it 6 years earlier. So, and first of all, Meghna, I want to note here, we usually hear the opposite story, which is that people, you know, at the end of life really don't want to be resuscitated, but somehow the information isn't conveyed. And so their end of life difficulties just get dragged out. But in this case, yes, the man did want to live, but he had signed this do not resuscitate form.
Okay, but he had his healthcare proxy who said, no, he wants to live. Okay, but so this makes me think that in either way, communication is the point, right? To make sure that the patient's actual wishes are known.
Right. So, and the nuances of communication. So Abrar writes that how people answer the questions on those forms about resuscitation depends a lot on how the questions are asked. Like, it matters if you're asked, do you want to be intubated? Or do you want a tube stuck down your throat? Or do you want people pounding on your chest? Or do you want to pass peacefully? And there's been research that shows that it really does matter, that people change their choices depending on how the questions are asked.
Okay, so for example, if you say do not intubate versus something else, people change their answers?
Right. And so we are making progress on this, including that there's a newer medical form called a MOLST. That's an acronym for Massachusetts Medical Orders for Life-Sustaining Treatment. And it's a form mostly for people who are in advanced illness. But I think, you know, this piece highlights that these end-of-life conversations are still more an art than a science.
And they're still the most delicate conversations we can have.
Yes, they are.
Right.
Yes.
Well, Carrie Goldberg, host of WBUR's Common Health, thank you so very much.
You're welcome.